Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Jane Barry, B-A-R-R-Y.
Hi, Jane. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay.
Good, good. I'm interested in the Archtop Fiber internet. I have Spectrum now. You don't provide TV service, right?
It's no, just Wi-Fi? We do not. Just Wi-Fi, and we also offer a home phone service.
Landline.
Yes.
Okay. I'm interested in the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And tell me about the gigs.
Okay.
I don't know what I have now. How many gigs?
Do you happen to have your Spectrum bill? Yeah. It should tell you
yes,
how much you are receiving.
Okay, let's see. Internet.
And it should show like an Mbps with a number in front of it.
Okay, it's not there. Mbps.
It should be in the internet section.
Okay, let me see. I don't see it here. Let's see, there's another page. That's just...
It should tell you at least what you're paying for, because it should show how many megabytes per second you're receiving.
It just says Spectrum Internet, Wi-Fi service, free internet modem, and then it gives what I'm paying.
Interesting.
Which is $91.99. Yeah. I don't see the information you're suggesting.
That's okay. Oftentimes you will find it on the website, at least when you log into your account, but I won't make you go through all of that.
Okay.
What we offer is we have two plans. We have the 1 gig, which is 1,000 megabytes per second, and we have the 2 gig, uh-huh, which is 2,000 megabytes per second. Now, the 1,000 megabytes per second is both upload and download, whereas a lot of cable companies offer, for example, what I had was the 1 gig download, but they only offered 35 megabytes per second upload.
Well, I mean, how would that affect? I just use it for email and writing letters, and, you know, I don't use it a lot. So
yeah.
Would 1 gigabyte be good?
Oh, absolutely. It would definitely be more than enough. If you stream, you'll notice that nothing will buffer or take a while to load either. So that will be nice.
Uh-huh.
As far as that goes, email should be a breeze at that point. You won't be sitting there waiting for your email to send if you're sending large attachments, for example.
Okay. And do I keep the same email address?
I mean, you can, but I don't know if you have an email address through Spectrum, for example, because I know some customers have their email address through Spectrum. With that being said, I don't know whether or not they would let you keep your email after you switch from them.
Well, it's my name at gmail.com.
Oh, well, then, yes, you would definitely be keeping your email at that point. Yeah, because that's through Google. That's not directly through the Spectrum company. Customers that have Spectrum, they opt for the email address where it says hbc.rr.com, because it used to be Roadrunner, Time Warner Cable.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So some customers do have those email addresses. But if it's anything like Hotmail, Yahoo, Google, or like Gmail in this case, or even AOL, I mean, you wouldn't need to change your email for anything.
Okay. And so that would be $69.99 a month?
Yes, if you sign up for your auto pay and paperless billing with the checking account.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, do you have any better deals for seniors or not?
Unfortunately, no. We use the highest quality fiber, so at the moment, the $10 discount is the best discount that we can offer. But we do have a lot riding on our fiber because our fiber goes for 5 miles without any degradation. So instead of the typical coaxial cable or copper cables that you would normally see through the cables, like the cable companies, we use fiber which emits the data through light.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I think I'm in your area because I saw a truck on my block recently today. So can I make an appointment?
Sure. I can go ahead and pull up your service address and see when we are able to service your address.
Okay. My address is 135 Wilson Avenue. And that's in Kingston, 12401.
Perfect. All right. Let me go ahead and pull that up. Let's see when your in-service date would be. Oh, yeah. So we are able to service you as soon as 5 days.
Great. Now, do I need to tell Spectrum or does your company?
Well, so what we recommend is that you wait to cancel with Spectrum until after our fiber services are fully installed. Again, we don't use coaxial, so it's a completely different cable. So to maintain that consistent connectivity, we ask that you wait so that during the install, you still have internet connection.
Okay, great. Okay, so you said five. Do you have a specific date in mind?
Well, let me see. We'll go through the process of getting all of your information so that we can put that in our system. I'll be asking you specific questions. Some will be property related, such as if there's any septic tanks buried or if there's any buried cables that we should be worried about, you know, because we do micro trench oftentimes. If we have to go aerial, we will, but most of the time we bury, it's like a small amount, like 6 to 8 inches deep, at which point we would bury the cable between your house and the connection at the street.
Okay, now I have an electric system at one point and I have a gas system at another point. I don't know of the exact placements of it, so...
Yes, we can definitely... I will put in the notes to contact 811 for DigSafe, so that way we can make sure we have the labels as to where they are.
Great, great. Okay.
Good. All right, and so you were interested in the 1 gig for the $69.99, is that correct?
Yes.
And approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking, if you know the square footage?
I think it's about 2,400.
Okay. So with that being said, sometimes depending on the size of your home, if you notice any areas in the house that may have like difficulty with connecting or remaining connected or even slower speeds, we may recommend a Wi-Fi extender. Anything larger than 2,500, we recommend 2 to 3. Anywhere up to 2,500, we do recommend one extender to go ahead and make sure we have the full house coverage. Those are $7.99 a month. You don't have to opt for it today. You can, if you want, you can just take a look and see how it does so far. And if you feel that you're seeing like slower speeds or maybe it's not staying as connected, then at that point you can call us and we'll send out an extender for you.
Oh, okay. Good.
And did you want the landline service?
No.
Okay. I ask.
Thank you.
And do you own or rent the property?
I own the property.
Okay, great. And then how are your current wires feeding your home, such as the gas and the power? You stated that the gas was underground. Is the power in the air?
No, I think it's underground.
Okay, so it's all underground.
Although there is a line coming from the outside to my house.
That could be the spectrum, or it could be the power.
Okay.
That's okay. I will mark that there are utilities underground, so that way we are aware.
Okay. Thank you.
And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No, it's 135 Wilson Avenue. Yeah.
Perfect. And Jane, it's the typical spelling, J-A-N-E?
Correct.
And then I know you spelled it for me earlier. Your last name was B-A-R-R-Y, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. And what is the best email address for you, please, that you would like us to use for your online account?
Oh, well, all lowercase, janebarryb@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And what is the primary phone number that you'd like on the account, please?
It's 646-283-4109. I'm hearing an echo, so.
Oh, I do apologize.
That's all right.
Is there a secondary phone number that you would like on the account?
No, not really.
Okay.
I have a CapTel, but I don't, you know, that's for hard of hearing people, but mm-hmm. I rarely use it. I usually use it to find my phone in the house.
Oh, okay. No worries. I completely understand that. I'm constantly losing my phone.
Right.
And I mean, it's consistent as far as me losing it. I'm losing that and a couple of other devices. Like every 2 minutes, I'm looking for it. It's terrible. And the worst is what it's, what's it called? Object permanence, where it's right in front of your face and you just cannot see it.
Yes.
Oh, it's the worst. I could be searching for my keys and they're like right there on my desk and I couldn't find it for like a half hour.
I know.
Yeah. The other day I was looking for mine and my friend's wallet. My friend's wallet was on top of one of those like watermelon patterned containers for like for juice and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, I went into the kitchen like 4 times. I don't know why he had put it on top of that container. I walked in 4 times, looked for his wallet, could not find it, walked back out, and then finally on the 5th time, I'm like, it's been there in front of my face this entire time.
Yeah. And it's usually when you're in a rush to go out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's horrible. Because then you start freaking out, and you're like, oh, my God, where did I put it?
Exactly.
All right. And how would you like us to contact you? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Text is good. What the other
ones? Yeah, so we have the option of phone, email, and text. So text messaging, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information, such as your install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive those text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We do not send any advertisements on your phone unless you authorize that. Okay.
No.
You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal, which would be automatically enrolled with the email that you provided to me, and you'll be able to receive communication via email or phone call. Although I must warn, message and data rates may apply, but typically if you have one of those unlimited plans, they don't really.
Right.
But would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll do text. Did you want phone as well or no?
Phone, say that again.
Did you want contact through phone as well, by phone call?
If need be, yes, you could.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, it's just if you agree to receive the phone calls, which can be automated or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents, such as myself, or vendors at the phone number that you provided, you can always revoke the consent at any time, and it's not a condition of purchase. But typically, it's to reach out and say, like, hey, we've run into an issue, we need to reschedule, or, hey, we saw your message on online, if you submitted an online request. Or it could be an automated message where it basically states, oh, please don't forget your appointment is tomorrow at such and such time.
Oh, that's fine. Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This doesn't affect your credit score in any way. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay that minimal deposit prior to installation. All it tells us is whether or not you are at risk for not paying your bill.
Okay.
That's all it does.
I think I have an excellent credit score.
Okay, no
but
worries.
Sometimes when you can't, when you close an account, they
I know.
Down.
See, we don't touch the credit scores unless you were like so delinquent that it went to collections. Then at that point, that would be completely different.
Okay.
But if you want to bypass the credit check, you can do so, but it would automatically require that $50 deposit.
No, you can check my credit.
Okay, fine. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, bear with me.
Mm-hmm. Tell me your name once again.
CJ. It's one of the simple ones. Yes.
Okay, good, thank you.
Oh, of course, anytime. All right, let me go ahead and input the information that you already provided to me, and I will ask you for your social. I will only need it once, and then I will submit it. It will tell me whether or not a deposit is required, and that will be the end of that.
Okay. I don't like giving out my social security number.
It is completely 100% secure. We only use it for this purpose, and we don't share it or save it.
Okay.
And I also never repeat it either.
Okay.
All right, and whenever you are ready, I am ready.
Okay. 131-34-6072.
Perfect. Submitting now. Perfect. No deposit required.
Great.
All right. And on to the next. Did you want to enroll in auto pay and paperless billing?
Yes.
Okay. And we're doing it with the checking account, correct?
Correct.
All right. Great. And whenever you're ready,
you
I will take
everything.
Your... I know, but I don't save anything. And with my memory, with my memory, I wouldn't be able to remember anything.
All right.
ADHD has made its point on that.
Oh, good, good. All right. You want the routing number?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's 021-000021.
Perfect. And that is for Chase, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then the account number whenever you're ready.
Yes, it's 06-111-4575.
Okay, perfect. And it is your name on the account?
Yes.
Great. And there's no middle initial or anything, right?
Well, sometimes there's an E for Ellen. But it's not on this.
Not on this one. Okay. That's all that matters.
No.
And then do you authorize direct debit payment every month when the bill is due?
Yes.
Okay, great. Alrighty. And how did you hear about Archtop? I know you stated that you saw our trucks.
I got a whole bunch of flyers in my mail.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah, I know.
In, yeah.
They do go out fairly often with that.
Yeah. How are reviews, how are people responding?
So far, I mean, we have not received any complaints, at least with regards to the direct mail. But as far as service goes, I've had people that were absolutely loving it. We've had a couple of issues once in a while where, like, if we're doing maintenance or things like that, you know, you might lose service for maybe a few minutes, maybe up to a half hour. But usually we notify you when that's going to happen.
Oh, good. Okay.
Other times, if there are any outages, they are taken care of right away, and they're typically already aware of it because we do monitor whether or not people have lost their service. So we have a way of troubleshooting on our end to help with any kind of issues with the Wi-Fi or internet service in general. So if ever you do like feel like, okay, hey, my internet disconnected, I don't know why, just give us a call. We'll look into it immediately. And if needed, we'll schedule out a tech to go out. And maybe it's something out on the street that happened, you know. Sometimes other crews, we've had it where one other company was up on a pole and it disrupted one customer for us. And then we're like, that makes sense.
You see people working on those lines all the time now.
Oh,
and
yes.
How about the weather? Does that throw things off?
No. So most of our wires are actually buried. So the reason that we micro-trench is to avoid those weather condition issues.
Okay. Micro-trench.
So that's why we do like to bury or micro-trench, as it's called.
Uh-huh.
If you go to our website, archtopfiber.com, if you click on the support section, there's actually a whole bunch of videos on our construction and how they do it.
Oh,
if ever you're interested.
I am. I am. Yes.
Yeah, I always find it interesting. I myself absolutely love learning new things. So it's definitely worth a watch. They're short videos. They're easy to understand. And, you know, they give a great visual.
Oh, great. Good enough.
Absolutely. So other than the 811 and the buried gas line, is there anything else on your property that we should be aware of? Maybe like loose dogs?
Loose dogs? No, I have one indoor cat. No.
No worries.
I my cat out because I don't want him to get hurt. No.
Okay.
There are across the street, but they're not in the yard.
Yeah, no, you're fine. We never know if any of our techs have, like, you know, some people have aversions to dogs for whichever reason it may be, whether it was a past trauma or anything like that. So I like to throw that in as a joke, you know, because most dogs are usually very friendly. But we do like to be aware of, like, anything that might affect our techs on the property.
Okay.
So I like to throw it in there as a lighthearted comment there, like septic tanks, buried wires, maybe a hiding monster under the ground.
Let me know if there is. you can find out if I have buried lines here.
Good.
Yes, because any utilities that have to bury and bury any piping, typically they have to notify DigSafe or 811 in that case of what is buried, or they'll come out and they'll usually, I don't know if they use ground penetrating radar, but sometimes they do, and they'll be able to tell where everything is and they'll mark it with like some paint or something. Like typically it's spray paint to let us know.
Years ago, Kingston was giving away free trees. I was interested. Gas line is here and the electricity line is there. It didn't leave any room for any extra trees. So, it would be good that you know where my lines are.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So we will contact them, and then they will come out, mark the property as to where we need to be mindful of, and then we'll go from there. Or if there's a conduit that we can access that allows us to put it through the same way, then that's even better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. So you'll let me know what day is possible?
Absolutely. Did you have any, before we move on to that, mm-hmm. did you have any questions or comments for the techs?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay.
I wish I had the TV off, though. That's all.
All right. So, I see that we have the 23rd available. We have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m. available.
Let me just look at my
calendar. Sure. The 23rd would be next Friday.
August 23rd. I have an appointment at 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
Did you want us to do an 8 a.m. or a 1 or a 10 a.m.? Our installs typically take about an hour and a half to 2 hours maximum.
Oh, okay. So that would be okay in the morning.
Would you like the first thing in the morning, 8 a.m.?
What's the next time available?
10 a.m.
Oh, that sounds more civilized.
Okay.
So I'll do 10 a.m.
All right, perfect. Good. So I've got you down for 10 a.m. on the 23rd, which is next Friday. And then I do have just a little bit of information for you as well. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install what's called the drop cable, which is that cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, if they cannot bury it that day, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement.
Okay, good.
Okay. To maintain that consistent connection, as I did speak to you about it a little bit earlier, we do recommend that you wait until fiber services are fully installed before canceling with Spectrum. And then, of course, the gateway, the modem, the router, any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you decide, hey, I'm moving, but we don't offer service in the new area that you're moving to, at that point, we will send you a return kit to send all of the associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for...
Make a joke and said the only time I'm moving is when I die. Oh. I'm never moving again.
No worries. Yes. I mean, I know how that feels because, you know, I kind of miss my home. So I would love to go back home.
Oh, well. Now, what happens if, and I probably won't cancel it, move the underground cable?
No. They'll leave that there until the next person who wants service decides that they want to opt for it. Yeah, no. The unreturned equipment, if the equipment such as the modem and the router or any other like Wi-Fi extenders, things like that, if they are not returned within that 30-day time frame, we can charge up to $135 per unit charge for not returning it in the required time frame.
It would be returned in Kingston.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, yes. We would send you a box, a pre-labeled box, to mail it back to us. That way you don't have to be worried about dropping it off or having one of our techs come pick it up. You could just mail it right back to us. We'll send you that box.
I don't intend to return.
The other thing is we also don't hold any contracts, so you are absolutely free to cancel at any time if that's what you decide, and, you know, no harm, no foul. The $69.99 price is valid for 2 years, and then it'll just go back to the regular price of $79.99, or if in 2 years from now it goes a little bit higher, then that's what it will be.
Okay, good. All right.
For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account.
Can I lose you?
Nope, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Jane? Jane, are you able to hear me? Jane? Jane, are you able to hear me?